This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Listeners, we want to introduce you to the amazing, the fantastic Kaya. Welcome.
Kaya!
Hey, Kaya.
How are you going?
Sorry for waking you up.
No, thank you for waking me up.
That's absolutely fine. That's what we're here for. That's our job.
Can I just say, I'm pretty sure Kaya was just laughing at us. So, you know, at least we've got one audience member that likes us.
We've got one listener. We're counting other than our parents. Woo-hoo. You know you made it.
Yeah, I'm so into it.
So for our listeners, you released your self-titled EP just August just gone, in mid-August. How did that go for you?
It went really well. Yeah, I was just really happy with how well it was received and all the love I got from it. It's so nice to have something out there where people, dig it. It was in my brain for so long, and now that it's out in the world, people love it too, and, that's just the best feeling ever.
Now, Kaya, we've heard that you were born and raised in a Christian cult, which sounds awesome, by the way. Now, tell us a little bit about this experience and how the music has actually influenced you and your style during that period of time.
Where do I start with the cult? It's always just it was also such a family thing as well, everyone, my parents were born into it. Me and my sisters were born into it. It was just this huge family thing. And so not only did I have the outside pressures from the cult, I had the expectation from my family as well.
Mm.
So it was really hard, but, it was my life for a long time. And it was mostly hard coming out of it just because I had to totally calibrate the way I was as a person.
Were they quite abrasive of music in the cult? Was it kind of a part of the culture there, or was it something that you kind of discovered about yourself when you eventually broke away from that?
Oh, no, music was a huge part of it as well. All my family were all musicians. My grandfather and my mum, taught classical music and taught instruments at schools and stuff. But, we just sing. I'd be there for, 10 to 12 hours a week, and you'd sing so many songs. And it was all kind of, based off classical and romantic, era songs. So, European harmony and stuff like that. And I really love classical music. I've never, rejected that. Singing and stuff. Just because I was singing all the time, it just, I was just... I loved it.
I
still love it.
Oh,
but I guess it kind of influences the way I write now, just because I have a lot to talk about, in terms of lyric and sometimes, what I want to say is not necessarily with words, and it's cool that I can do that with music, with resampling my voice or using glitch textures and stuff like that.
Sure thing.
And would you say, hey, by the way, I'm Sammy, because I haven't spoken yet, right? But would you say that you sort of discovered a new sound as you sort of moved away from this cult?
Oh, yeah, totally. But, that just came from, getting a laptop and playing around and, just sort of... Because, my voice has always been my main instrument. I taught myself how to play piano, but I just realized I could do heaps with my voice. I think the thing that did carry over from the cult was sort of, classical music can kind of, fill up every frequency in sort of, the spectrum. And so I think that's carried over in some way with sampling my vocals and stuff like that.
100%. What you said there was something that when you were just before speaking about how the classical influences come through, and I would say 100% because you do sample a lot of your own voice and you layer that, and it does actually create this classical element. Because if we think of classical music and how it was in when it was sung in choirs in cathedrals, it's this really acoustic and really deep song, and it's just so, I'm trying to think of the perfect word, but all the harmonies, it's just quite beautiful, yeah. Which I also think is what your music is. But I read something that I thought perfectly described your sound and your style. It said the siren, that your sound was the siren song heard by the sailors in Homer's Odyssey, lured into shipwreck before being devoured moments later. And for those who don't know, Homer's Odyssey is one of two major Greek poems. So your style is ethereal, which, as mentioned, is achieved through layered sample vocals. Who would you say your musical influences are?
Well, obviously, like, people like FKA Twigs and Grimes are hugely, like, not only do we sort of share, like, similar qualities in our voice, but I think also the fact that they're producers and, like, they do a lot themselves, and that's super inspiring. But, yeah, definitely, I remember I was sort of just starting out when FKA Twigs, when I discovered her, and I was just like, oh, my God. I can actually do this, you know.
I was actually listening last night. I was sitting down and I was listening to your EP, and I was thinking, I was sitting next to my boyfriend, I said, I would say FKA, and when she did, like, Pendulum in 2 weeks, and then he was like, oh, I would say Grimes, and I also think there's a little bit of Banks as well. I'm not sure if you've heard Banks, because she does a lot of the layered vocals, but she does a little bit more R&B, electronic and R&B together, but 100% I would pick up FKA Twigs there.
Yeah, I really like how there's Banks in that, like how you said Banks as well, because Banks is quite, like, I love how she writes her lyrics, and she's very much like a ballad person.
Oh,
I think that I'm secretly a ballad person.
But she, like, she, her live is very, I recently saw her, she actually came out about a month or two ago, and she's very different live than she is on, like, she sounds exactly the same, but she does a lot more, like, melodic scat.
She's beautiful.
And, like, so she she did a song, and she just did this entire thing. She actually asked the whole audience. She just said, can everyone just, the crowd, can you just be quiet? And I want to test something with you. And you can actually YouTube it. She does it a lot at all of her shows. And her show's really, it's more a show. It's not like you go and see a band and they talk to you. Like, everything's this display. It's kind of like a bit more artistic expression than you would say.
Experimental
more than going to a concert. But she had everyone silent. She made everyone put their phones away. And she just sat there and she's not sat there. She stood there. She stood there and she just demonstrated to the audience. And she did all this, like, what she called melodic scat, which was really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
God damn.
Now, talking a bit about your audiences, do you think that the audiences now are starting to really gravitate towards this new sound and this new style of vocals and that kind of layering?
That's a really good question. I don't actually know. Like, I would love it if all the audiences were gravitating towards it, but I think that it is the nature of the business. Like, people are always going to gravitate to the new thing or the new sound, as long as they can understand it. Like, that's something that I'm always trying to balance, is satisfying, you know, my interest and also making it accessible for other people.
And do you believe through that kind of, you know, maybe asking some of your audiences how it's coming across to them, that the music is and the voices are quite relatable?
Yeah, I think so. I think also, like, people knowing where I come from definitely helps. Like, having the story that goes along with the voice, I think, helps. Yeah. But, I think voices are, understandable.
And so you're mentored through The Push. Could you tell our listeners more about this and how it's actually helped you to grow as a musician?
Oh, it's been so good. Like, there's just so many different things that I've been learning. So I did Push songs first, and I got put with a couple of electronic producers. We basically just sat down and pulled apart some of my songs that I haven't released yet, and, you know, try to figure out, like, how to make them better. And that was, like, you know, production or compositional-wise, like, it was all the things, as well as just, like, the community support and, like, the industry kind of knowledge. And then, like, they also do, like, master classes and stuff as well. So, yeah, like you just get to meet people from labels, like just industry professionals. And yeah, we're going to, there's a radio, like a huge radio presenter coming soon, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really good. Like,
oh, amazing. It sounds all very sort of inspiring, I think, with musicians as well. We had someone a few weeks ago, and she was doing a similar sort of thing, where they would all collaborate, and they would just bounce ideas off one another, and she said that was more inspiring than just kind of going out against one another and being competitive. Mm. But bring it back to the EP, though. Could you tell us a little bit more about it and what story it tells? Because it, knowing your past and everything that you've gone through in your journey, it must be quite reflective of that.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of more experimental, instrumental sort of stuff on there. And I think they sort of tell a story in themselves, like, and that's what I was sort of, like, talking about before, where sometimes I can't, the thing that I love about music is that if I can't articulate it with words, I can articulate it, like, musically. And those are more, like, feelings that, you know, like, more complex feelings that are more, like, layers of emotion.
Yeah, sure.
And that would be sort of, like, the emotions would be, like, guilt and, you know, memories of, like, you know, shitty times, crap times and stuff like that. But, you know, there's, like, a couple of other songs, like, Under Clouds kind of talks about how I had this godly figure in my life for so long and...
Yeah.
Transitioning into the real world, I started to look for God in other relationships, like relationships with other guys and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm just trying to think. Pay No Praise is more about, like, not wanting to pay praise to God. And the second part of that lyric is No Wage, which is just like, you know, it doesn't take anything away from me if I don't have to praise something that's not real. Like, yeah. So, like, definitely, like, I talk a lot about my experience in that EP.
Yeah.
But just because it's, like, such a huge part of who I was and, I guess, am.
Of course.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, I have read that Pay No Praise was your favourite on the EP, if that's correct. Why is that? Is it really relational to you, or is it just really enjoyable kind of experiencing and thinking back to some of your past experiences with that song, or was it just kind of exploring a new kind of route with your music style?
It's kind of a couple of things. Like, it was the last song I wrote for the EP, and I kind of wrote it in, like, a day.
Oh, wow.
That's really quick.
That's amazing.
But you hear a lot of people say that their best songs were written so quickly as well.
Oh, it's so true. But I kind of like that song because it's, like, more of a happy song, sort of, like, related, or, like, more of an acceptance, like, you know. There was, like, not much darkness in it. I was like, yeah, that, you know, that whole, my whole past was a bit dark and brutal at times, but I felt more accepting. And, yeah, and it was, like, a new exploration of tools and stuff. Like the main instrument is, like, a tiny sample of a Tibetan bowl that I had in my room. And it was just super interesting.
Wow.
Experience to produce it as well.
Oh, that's amazing, because when you hear it, you wouldn't pick that A is the instrument or the only one, other than the fact that it is your vocals as well, which you earlier mentioned is predominantly what drives your music.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And finally, where can listeners find you on social media, but more importantly, hear your music and purchase the EP?
Oh, yes.
The all important stuff.
Oh, yes.
The most important. Well, I'm on Bandcamp.
Perfect.
Ah, beauty.
KAIA.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Love it.
Yeah.
And Twitter as well, I believe.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, KR Music. And I've got an Instagram account, which is semi-personal, but it's public, so. And that's, like,
Fair enough.
Colourful.
I love it.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.